Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story this half hour. There were no touchdowns or QB sacks today, but it was one of the most important days in Chicago Bears history as the team laid out its plan for a new domed stadium along Chicago's lakefront that will be mostly paid for by the team. WBBM's Terry Keschner was on the lakefront for the big announcement.
There was music, a slideshow, and even an opening prayer here at Soldier Field as the Bears and city officials unveiled their plan for a new multi-billion dollar enclosed stadium just south of Soldier Field. Bears Chairman George McCaskey.
Our founder, George Halas, emphasized the importance of being a champion for Chicago. This has been part of the foundation of our organization. That is why we are excited to invest in the greatest city in the world through a stadium project and site improvements that will benefit Chicagoans and visitors.
The Bears say Soldier Field will remain as public green space with the colonnades intact. And they say the team will put up most of the money for the new stadium, and the city is promising no new taxes. From Soldier Field, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Brandon Johnson also there for the announcement and said he was excited about the prospect of a redevelopment of the lakefront.
Today's announcement is just another example. If you have the right players in the right position on the field, you got a better shot at winning more than you lose. And today, ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a win for the entire city of Chicago. And that's because today's announcement is, again, it's bigger than football. It's about the people who live here.
And you can check out renderings of the Bears' proposal, plus complete coverage of the announcement by clicking the banner link across the top of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com. 305, the family of Dexter Reed, the 26-year-old man shot and killed by Chicago police last month, has now filed a lawsuit alleging the traffic stop that led to his death was unlawful. The suit names the officers involved in Reed's death, as well as the Chicago Police Department. Attorney Andrew Stroth represents Reed's family.
Dexter Reed is not alive today because of the actions of these officers and the inactions of the city of Chicago.
Chicago Civilian Office of Police Accountability says the entire incident remains under investigation. In Dalton, a new lawsuit against the mayor alleges she improperly denied a barbershop a business license.
Longtime South Suburbs barber Tyrone Isom Jr. is suing Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard in the village of Dalton for denying his two business license applications for no justifiable reason. The lawsuit claims Isom did everything he was asked of the village but was given the runaround. The complaint alleges that the mayor has a policy of choosing and denying applicants for financial and political reasons. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The man accused of the Highland Park parade shooting is once again allowed to call his family from jail.
Robert Cremo III may only call his parents, brother, and sister using a tablet from the Lake County Jail. That's one of the conditions set by Judge Victoria Rossetti in a brief court hearing. The 23-year-old lost access to the phone, tablet, and internet in December after the sheriff's office says he used someone else's PIN to call his mom at a time his calling privileges were again revoked. That landed him in the maximum security unit of the jail. He's back in a regular cell and is due to return to court in a month. His trial on murder and other charges is slated to begin in February of next year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A prison guard in Northwest Indiana has been charged with bribery for allegedly agreeing to smuggle goods to a prisoner in exchange for $3,000. The investigation was launched after the guard was seen using a smartwatch on security cameras without approval. When they searched the watch, they found the alleged bribe distributed across two money transfer apps. The guard told investigators that she had no intention of delivering on her promise to smuggle goods into the prison just to take the prisoner's money. City crews were out in Roscoe Village this morning to exterminate a popular but controversial piece of sidewalk.
George Harrison once sang, "All things must pass." Unfortunately, that is the case here in Roscoe Village, where the infamous landmark known as the Chicago Rat Hole is no more. City crews were here in the 1900 block of West Roscoe to remove the slab of sidewalk that took the city and social media by storm earlier this year, thanks to the rodent-shaped hole that the New York Times once referred to as Chicago's Stonehenge. While residents and tourists flocked here to snap photos, leave behind gifts, and for one couple, get married, neighbors were not as amused and voiced complaints about large crowds, along with the danger the large hole posed to those passing by. CDOT has now exterminated the rat hole, but officials say they are holding on to it and deciding what its future holds. In Roscoe Village, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A DuPage County 911 operator is suing his employer, alleging discrimination because of his ethnicity.
Pedro Perez is suing Ducom, which handles 911 services for multiple police and fire departments. He's been employed there since 1997. The Daily Herald reports he alleges, among other things, he was retaliated against for filing a discrimination complaint that was later dismissed, also for reporting sexual harassment in the office. He says he was disciplined for using an encrypted messaging app, while others who did the same were not punished. At the time, the suit says there was no policy against that. He says in the suit he was told to stop speaking Spanish to callers and that he was sexually assaulted by a co-worker who was suspended and continued to sexually harass him upon returning. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Lyft is delivering on a two-year promise to bring more Divvy stations to Chicago streets. The new circular docks will allow riders to do more than just lock up rental bikes. They will also charge Divvy's electric bikes and scooters while they are not in use. The new docks will work with all current e-bikes and scooters, as well as all future additions to the Divvy fleet. A person out for a morning run was attacked in the north suburbs.
Libertyville police are looking for two people they say attacked a jogger on a trail over the weekend. The cops say the jogger was running north on the Libertyville Nature Preserve Trail around 9:45 Sunday morning near Newgate Court when two people by a trail bench blocked his path and tried to rob him. The jogger refused to hand anything over and was punched by one of the suspects. The jogger wasn't seriously hurt. Anyone jogging around the Libertyville Nature Preserve Trail is asked to be on the lookout. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.